the siege, if not all for now, at least part of it, in order for the necessary aid, food, clean water to get in. Why the silence from these Western capitals?
The short answer to that question is that if you want to understand how the world functions, you need to know who controls the financial system. You need to know what private bankers are in charge of the Federal Reserve Bank, a private bank in the United States that prints U.S. dollars, the European Central Bank, the Bank of England, also the big major commercial banks. Who is in charge of these banks? Those are the same people that have an infinite supply of money. They can literally put as many zeros in whatever bank account they want. They can print as much money as they want. And with that kind of power, they use that money to buy everything and everyone that can be bought. So when you look at the governments, Republican, Democrat, conservative, labor, whatever brand they have, the vast majority of people around the world are represented by nothing more than puppets who were bought and paid for by the same banksters who run the financial system. And they also have managed to use that money to buy the mainstream media, to buy the court systems, the police, the military. Virtually everything that is done comes right from that financial system that allows this tiny group of private bankers to have an infinite supply of money while the rest of us fight for the crumbs. So this is the answer to the question. They own the mainstream media. They own the governments. They own the corporations. They own the courts. That is why they can get away with this kind of mass murder, and still nothing happens to them.
All right, well, I want to turn
Mary,
to...
Okay, Mary, can I reply
one second,
now?
Mr. Kaplan, stay with me. I got to cross over to our Facebook wall and see what some of our viewers have written.
All nations must cooperate in supporting Gaza financially and politically. Israeli terrorists killing unarmed civilians, shame on them. Any nation that supports the Zionist regime by arming them, blocking UN investigations or helping Israel in any way, has blood on their hands. I pity the poor Gazans, but they should tell Hamas to stop endangering their lives by throwing rockets into Israel. Warn Hamas not to fire rockets again and work out ways of resolving the problem. It's alarming that most of those killed in Gaza are children. War crimes has been committed. Israel must face the International Criminal Court for justice. Peace can never be achieved with bloodshed. Israel must get out of Palestine. They have no rights to that land. Other nations, the UK and the US, need to stop arming them.
Mr. Kaplan, you heard some of our viewers' comments. Tell me about what some of our viewers have said. Some of our viewers have said that Israel should pay for the crimes that they committed against Gaza. Do you think that Israel is at all responsible for any of the crimes that have taken place? Or we're talking about the murder, the injuring, the cutting off of access?
Marcia, please. Let me speak, because
please,
you're making
do.
Political statements and trying to make them look like questions. Number one, he just accused the world Jewish conspiracy of being behind everything that's going on in Gaza and the war. And it's kind of absurd to insist that a small clique of Jews control the world and control the media and control the banks, especially given all the Arab oil money that the Palestinians have behind them. Haniya and Mishal are billionaires from the foreign aid money that they have stolen from the Palestinian people in Gaza. And again, the Hamas refused the humanitarian ceasefire more than once that Israel offered to take care of people. The fictitious number of 500 children killed is highly dubious. And it is fabricated. Now,
what
one other thing
true?
I'd like to say.
What if
I'd
it's
like
true? What would
here.
Your comment
Wait
be
a minute.
If
no,
it's
I have
true.
To finish what I want. Wait, let me finish saying something here.
Go
Mr.
Ahead.
O'Keefe just attacked my people, the Jews, as being in a world conspiracy, controlling the banks and killing children and all this nonsense. You know, he bills himself as an ex-Marine. He was kicked out of the Marines for being a drug addict, and he was given a dishonorable discharge. So his credibility is nil, okay?
Mr. Kaplan, we're not talking about either of your personalities. I want you to stick to the subject. What if the 500 figure that the international community is saying is true? What if it is true? Would you condemn that if 500 kids really have been killed in the Gaza Strip?
Well, let me answer that. The fact of the matter is, of the children that were killed, these are the family members of the Hamas command and control, or the people who launched missiles from their homes. They had the children in the homes as human shields. And there are ample videos. People can go on memri.org, M-E-M-R-I.org, and they can see Hamas television in which they tell people to use their children and for them to have women
okay,
and children
so basically
stay in the
you're
homes
saying
as human shields
that if
against
it happened,
the Israelis.
It's okay. That's basically what you're saying to me, Mr. Kaplan. Let me turn back to Mr. O'Keefe.
No, you're putting words in my mouth, as usual.
Mr. O'Keefe, when we look at this situation and we look at the reactions, it appears that whenever anyone points the finger at the role of Zionism, automatically then we hear statements of an entity being anti-Semitic or anti-Jews or Judaism, where in the reality, we're talking about the role of Zionism in all of this. When you talk about, as far as the banking entity and the control, not only of the financial sector, but of the media sectors and so many other sectors, what has to be done now, if this is true? At this point in time, what will it take to change the situation around?
Very, very simple. We have to take back the power to print our own money. Why does a private bank with private shareholders, we're not even allowed to know publicly who are the shareholders of the private bank called the Federal Reserve Bank? It is beyond absurdity that treasonous governments have been allowed to actually sign off the power of the people to print their own money through their representative government and instead give it to private bankers. The fact that they happen to be Jewish is not an opinion, it is a fact. And it is that use of that money, that power that has been given to them, that they use to be able to dominate the world, as I've said, by buying the media, the police, the military, the courts, and the corporations, all of it. As far as getting back to what Mr. Kaplan has said again, I have to say it's progress that now we're only accusing me of being a drug addict and getting a dishonorable discharge when in fact I actually was using steroids a couple of times and admitted to using them, if you want to call that being a drug addict. And I also was given a general discharge, not a dishonorable discharge. But you see, I don't have the kind of money to sue this pathetic human being. He's interrupting me. I don't have the money to sue him because I'm not in favor with the banksters that pay this puppet to go ahead and spout his stuff.
Okay, both of you, please,
the bottom
let's stick to the subject.
We only
have a couple of minutes. We only have a couple of minutes left. I want to get to a conclusion of this, Mr. Kaplan and Mr. O'Keefe. Stay with me, please.
I'm a puppet now.
Mr. Kaplan, let me start with you. Mr. Kaplan, with the situation that is deteriorating, the humanitarian situation in Gaza, and we know right now in the talks that the resistance groups have said that they want the complete lifting of the blockade or siege. 7 years that Israel is controlling everything in and out of the Strip. How likely do you think that that is going to happen?
Oh, it's not going to happen at all, and I'll tell you why. The fact is, Marzia, that even with a blockade, as you call it, for 7 years, even though Israel was providing enough food to make Gazans the sixth fattest population in the world, and even though they got free medical care and free electricity and free water, the fact of the matter is they still managed to smuggle in from your country, with your country's help, missiles, 3,000 of them, that they fired against Israel in just the last 30 days. So imagine if there was no blockade at all, and imagine if they got a port, and imagine if the borders were completely open. When would they bring in from Iran or any place else that they would shoot at Israeli civilians? The whole notion is absurd.
Okay.
And the fact,
Mr. O'Keefe, I'm sorry, Mr. Kaplan, we're out of time. We only have a minute left. Mr. O'Keefe, your take now. What will happen now? Do you think the Israelis are going to agree with one of the main demands of the resistance that the siege must be lifted once and for all in order for the Palestinians to live a semblance of a normal life?
There is absolutely no doubt in my mind whatsoever that the Jewish supremacist state of Israel, which has treated the Palestinians as subhumans for over 60 years, will be no more within a very short order of time. And the reason for this is that no sane person on this planet believes in the right of a people to oppress another people based on a biblical chosenness supremacist ideology that allows them to kill women and children to the point of hundreds and oftentimes thousands when we look back over the decades. This is unacceptable, and in the 21st century, all sane people are rejecting this, and finally the truth is being told about the state of Israel.
I'm sorry, both of you, but we are out of time. Sorry, Mr. Keith. I'd like to thank both of you for being with us. So sorry, we're out of time. Mr. Kenny Luther Keith, former U.S. Marine and representative of the Free Gaza Movement out of London, and out of San Francisco, Mr. Lee Kaplan, investigative journalist. And viewers, of course, we always appreciate you being with us. Make sure you join us, same place, same time, on the next debate. I'm Marzieh Hashemi, signing out for myself and all the crew right here in Tehran. Thank you so much, and goodbye.